Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Now we're gonna limp along with a slightly malfunctioning phone system here and see if we can get some of you on in our last few minutes who are marathon runners to tell us what you did instead of running the New York Marathon yesterday. Our phone number, 646-829-3980. Call us right now, 646-829-3980. And Christoph in Brooklyn, can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
Hey, thanks for calling in. You were going to run, huh?
Yeah, I was. It was my first New York Marathon.
Oh, and what'd you do instead?
With my running club, went down to the St. Jacoby Church down in Sunset Park. It was a distribution center for Occupy Sandy efforts. And we, for like the majority of the day, we and several hundred other volunteers went out to different locations in the Rockaways and in Coney Island and Red Hook, and we did work. But others a lot of us decided to run down there, and because we didn't have the proper foot attire, we were stationed at the center.
How did you feel first about the mayor's decision to try to hold the marathon and then to cancel it?
You know, when I saw the news online, I was following it, and I felt a little uneasy about doing the actual run in coming through Staten Island when I knew that there was the resources could be allocated for something more immediate.
I was a bit
uneasy about it, but you know, like I again, like hundreds and thousands of other people, you know, been working really hard towards doing something for myself, and like the marathon was that challenge. But you know, this was just as rewarding, finding myself like sweating, like moving boxes and carrying things to cars, and you know, like feeling that my efforts were being
where
useful.
They were needed.
My energy,
Christoph,
was, yeah.
Thank you so much. And now some of our other phones are coming back, so we're going to go quickly through some other people who were supposed to run the marathon yesterday. Nicole in Red Bank. Hi, Nicole. What'd you do instead?
I actually started a Google Doc over the weekend for sites that are collecting donations all around New Jersey, because a lot of people were emailing me knowing that I'm
You want to give us the any web address, and I'm going to move on to some other people.
No, but my Twitter handle is Nicole Corey, and I've been updating it there. It's
N-I-C-O-L-E.
So.
Thank you. Luigi in Westchester, what'd you do instead?
Well, I'm not a marathon runner, but have a quick comment on the race itself.
I'm going to pass because this one is for people who are going to run. Do we have Jim in Northport? Can we get him on? Did we lose Jim in Northport?
No, I'm here.
Hi, Jim. What'd you do instead?
Well, we ran an FUS marathon, myself and people from the running club, and we had a great turnout of support that met us. We clocked out the distance, and we ran and started and at the railroad station in Northport.
What is it, FUS?
Well, FU Sandy.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, why don't we make that the last word for today? What the heck? Runners, thank you for calling in. Everybody, thank you for calling and crowdsourcing the reporting on the condition of our tri-state area. Now almost one full week after Sandy, we'll continue our coverage on WNYC. I'm Brian Lehrer.